The Mishnah now continues. Hasocher par mechavero, if a person rents a cow from his friend, v'hishila la'acher, and he then lends it out to somebody else, umeta kidarka, and it dies like its natural way, the halacha is yishava, the renter must swear, yishava hasocher, the renter must swear, shemeta kidarka, that the animal died naturally, v'hashoel yishaleim lasocher, and the borrower must then pay the renter. We're dealing here with the halachos of a socher. Unlike a shomer chinam, somebody who's borrowing an item for, or watching an item for free, a socher is somebody who's renting an item. A socher renter has different liabilities in the sense that a renter would have to pay, but not for something that is accidental. So in this case, the owner is giving the renter permission to rent out the animal, and then something accidental happens to that animal. In this case, because it's an accident, the socher, the renter, is exempt, but the shoel, who is the borrower of the animal from the renter, he does have to pay. The Mishnah then goes on. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Ketzad hala osa schara biparato shechavero. How is it that a person can do business with his friend's cow? In other words, I rent a cow from Reuven, and then I let the cow be borrowed to Levi. How is it possible that if the cow dies on Levi's watch, Reuven, the original owner, loses out on his cow? How does that make any sense? Why is that fair? So rather, Ella, Rabbi Yossi says, Tachazor para leba'alim. In the case where somebody rented a cow from the owner and then lent it to somebody else, and then the cow accidentally died, the halacha, according to Rabbi Yossi, is that the payment for the cow should be given back to the owner and not to the renter. The halacha does follow Rabbi Yossi, that in a case where Shimon paid to rent a cow from Reuven, and then Shimon lent the cow to Levi, and the cow died, Levi would have to pay the cost of the animal to Reuven, the original owner.